wow, now all of a sudden it wants to go away again. I've got to give our truth warrior here a phone number real quick. So, Gordon, if you want to pick it up just for a moment. He has a couple questions for you. I've agreed today to bring on two of our truth warriors. And Glenn Kennedy wants to throw a couple things at you and ask you a couple questions, if you don't mind, real quick, before we bring Jim Dean on.
Go ahead and do it.
Okay, I'm trying to get him up now.
Can you hear me, Steve?
Yes, Glenn. Glenn Kennedy, one of our Veterans Today truth warriors. Fire away. We talked before the show. You want to throw a...
Yeah, just sit back for a minute, Gordon, and have a drink of your coffee there or whatever you're drinking, and because I gotta preface this for about a minute here. But Gordon, as you know, we've got that great page on Facebook called Veterans Today Truth Warriors, and we're being good little domestic terrorists and sharing all the stories on Veterans Today everywhere. And just wanted to shout out to you from all the guys over there that are doing a great job, guys and girls at Veterans Today Truth Warriors. But I've got a question about the alternative media, Gordon. I don't know if you're aware, because I don't know if you were on those shows or not, but Gene Chip Tatum exposed on Veterans Today Radio that Matt Drudge of the Drudge Report was actually initially funded by Rupert Murdoch, who it seems like he's like a MAGA Mossad type guy. He's definitely a Zionist. I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Matt Drudge is an Israeli agent.
Okay. Okay, so here's the deal, because, you know, I was one of the dummies that believed in Alex Jones when I first woke up, if you want to call it that. And I wanted to believe in the fairy tale. I wanted to believe Santa Claus was...
And also closely tied to Rupert Murdoch / Rupert Greenbaum, an Israeli citizen and Likudist.
Interesting. Well, you know, Alex talks a really good game, and I wanted to believe him when he told me that his ancestors came over on the Santa Maria, and, you know, they basically defended the Alamo to the death, and, you know, his ancestors supposedly, you know, saved the entire Republic of Texas, because that's what he tells everybody. So I fell into the lies, and I thought he was legit. But here's my question, you know, you've even stated on several shows that Alex or else his minions call you all the time and try to get you on his show. And as you know, if he ever did do that, he would just handle you and interrupt you and, you know, twist and turn you like he always does when he doesn't want to deal with things.
Glenn,
but my question is this.
Hang on, Glenn.
That would be Glenn. It doesn't work well.
Yeah, I know. He wouldn't have a good time with you, but...
And in person, it goes... Far, far worse than that. Much worse. I can be extremely unpleasant. I don't care. You know, Glenn, I've been offered a show on HBO. Initially, Fox News, Fox Business had offered me a show initially, until they fired the producer that was in negotiation with me for whatever reason. But, I don't need their money. I don't need to play the game. And Alex Jones is an absolute clown. As far as the alternative media, there's a reason we're playing with veterans today. We've created it. And I don't control what everyone says there. I don't agree with everything there. There's freedom of speech and freedom to make a total ass of yourself at times. And I'd like to be able to control that better. But I don't know how to control that better and not be like so many other people. The majority of people in the alternative news, the majority of people involved in architects and engineers of 9/11 and other 9/11 truth groups are paid government informants, are people that if you go into their history have financial crimes, were arrested for drugs, child molesting, things like this, and were turned into informants. One of the radio hosts we deal with was arrested for mortgage fraud and is now a close associate of Alex Jones. there are others who have been in serious trouble, and if it weren't for the work they do in the alternative news, they would be doing following time. And, you know, in every situation we look at everyone out there. I look at how they make a living, where their income comes from, who their sponsors are, what their production and travel costs are, and where the money comes from. Jones does not add up. Many others don't either. These people don't have any visible means of support. And everyone at Veterans Today, we run a full background check on everyone. I know where their parents are. I know what real estate they own. I know their credit ratings. I've got their medical records. I have everything. I know how they live. I know where the money comes from. So Mike Harris, Jim Dean, me, Jim Hankey, all of us, Kevin Barrett, I know how they live. Jim Fetzer, I know how he lives. I know where his money comes from. I know what he owns. I know what he spends traveling. We look and continue to look at everyone for what their bank accounts are, for what their credit cards are, for what money they have. And of the rest of these people, the other thing we look at, Glenn, is this. Why are they doing it? Why? Because I'll tell you, this isn't any fun. I have a regular job. This is coming out of what should be my lunch, and I have to get back onto a conference when I'm done for the next 3 hours. I only have so much energy during a day, so this is very costly to me. Jim Dean does the same thing. All of us pay with our lives for the work we're doing, and you too, for that matter. You don't think we haven't looked at you, but we know what you pay. We know what this costs you. And for these other people, so many of these other people do an awful lot of traveling. They do an awful lot of staying in hotels. They do an awful lot of spending. They show up with income. They have lifestyles where they have no income. I have multiple retirements. I have an active job. I actually quite like an income tax return. I have real income. I actually work. My wife actually works. We work. I look at Kevin Barrett, how he earns a living. And I watch what so many of the people sacrifice to do what they do. And I watch others, and it's the majority of the phony alternative media, how they profiteer. And slugs working for the FBI, police, Homeland Security, or the Israelis. How these people have histories of working for phony news organizations like the American Free Press and others. How many of these organizations are not just gatekeeper. When we look at the thermite sniffer groups, these people are deplorable, absolutely deplorable. And what we've watched over the last year now, the alternative media has moved to the right. They are now undiscernible from Fox News, CNN, and they are cheerleaders for Bush, Cheney, Ashcroft, Gonzalez, General Meyer, the perpetrators of 9/11, and of course the Likudists in Israel, the Rothschilds. The alternative media are nothing but cheerleaders for this mob. That's all we see anymore. They're all right-wing. They're all pro-police state fanatics. That's the same thing the Tea Party is. It, you know, one of the easiest things for Israel and the drug cartels to do, the Tea Party was one of the cheapest organizations for them to buy in history. They didn't have to kill anybody. Nobody in the Tea Party was killed in a plane crash. Like, we've lost 6 senators, you know, in plane crashes. It didn't cost anything. They were the cheapest government officials ever purchased. Go ahead, Glenn.
Absolutely. My question, do you even think he actually snuck into Bohemian Grove, or do you think he got a Daddy Bush press pass? Because, you know, he always turned his camera off, he said, whenever the security people questioned him 6 times. I'm just not buying it.
This was, as with other similar things, Bureau of Land Management. Those were crisis actors. And of course, I think Bundy's a freak. But I suggest that Bundy Ranch is listed on Google Earth as a site. So if you don't have Google Earth, and I don't like Google Corporation, but download Google Earth. Go to the Bundy Ranch, and you'll have a nice photo of this. Come right down over the Bundy Ranch and see what he has as far as farm equipment goes, how much real land he actually owns. He has more junk cars than he has cattle. There's nothing here but theater. And then look at the government land that he says he's running cattle on. It's a sand dune. There is water. There isn't a blade of grass. This is insane. The Mormons themselves that went into this area 150 years ago lasted a couple of months and they left. You could grow nothing there and you couldn't support cattle. There's a reason this guy doesn't have any money and he shouldn't have to pay a $1 million bill. Because any government that would charge 5 cents for running cattle on a sand dune without a blade of grass is insane. This is insane. Anybody who would try to feed cattle sand is insane. What else is insane? Anybody that would go and, in this case, set up snipers to supposedly point weapons at federal officers, and we think we believe that's true? If you think that whole thing wasn't set up and you've seen those photographs, it's as phony as Sandy Hook. The whole thing. And Ferguson's not any different. Where I'm finding myself on the page with Jones is I'm finding myself on the page with this foil execution.
Yeah, just to let you know, Gordon, he switched his whole mind on that. He was saying it was real when callers were stating that it was fake, and only basically did a U-turn about 2 days ago or so after the alternative media had already broken that it looked fake. But that's a side issue. My point is this: he's really been discredited lately with pushing the Snowden lies about 9/11, and then just to let you know, as soon as you guys come out with all your proof on nuclear 9/11, who does he bring up? Richard Gage, again on his show, talking about the nanothermite lies. So, I mean, he's got a lot of nerve calling you up, wanting you to come on his show, whereas he stabbed you in the back, never published one of over 50,000 articles on veterans today, and thinks you're going to give him credibility. And what does he do? He parrots Drudge Report. Both of them said that the Russians probably shot down MH-13. I mean, I sat there and listened to him state it on his show. So you're right. There's hardly any difference now between Drudge, Jones, and Fox News because it seems like they're just Murdoch shills.
Well, what I can tell you that we did, we had a background check run on architects and engineers for 9/11. And here's what we found. We found one of the people within the group, one of the leaders of that group, was within the planners of the 9/11 attacks themselves. One of the leaders of architects and engineers was a planner of the 9/11 attacks.
Wow, that's huge news.
Are informants, and they are there actively gathering information, not just acting as gatekeepers. Their organization is filled with police informants, and I have that report from our sources in the U.S. Department of Justice. They admit that this organization works for them.
Wow. That's huge. That's huge.
Glenn, if we don't put Jeff Dean on here and get me off here, he's going to kill me.
All right. Thanks so much, Gordon. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gordon. Thank you, Glenn Kennedy. And Jim.